Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. In each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take a bow, from seasoned professionals to drama students, vocal coaches to life coaches. You'll find them right here giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. Whilst on lockdown, I've been mentoring 5 students from Mountview Academy of Theatre Arts here in London, and all 5 of them are getting their MA in acting and should be doing their showcase performances right about now. They're not doing them at Mountview Theatre, they're doing them digitally, remotely. It's pretty incredible. And my penultimate student this week is Nathan Elliott. Nathan is another one of Mountview students who didn't have a straightforward route into drama school, but his tenacity and perseverance paid off, and I think it stands him in pretty good stead for the challenges he faces in the industry, especially in a post-COVID-19 world. Have a listen. I know your name because we've had a session before. We're going to continue to have sessions throughout the month of June, but what is your name and what do you do?
So I'm Nathan Elliott. I'm graduating Mount View on the MA course, MA acting course, and I'm doing not much at the moment while I wait for quarantine to be over. But would you want to like talk about the school or career?
We'll get to that. So this is just a list of questions that I ask everybody on this podcast. So I like your questions. I like you seeing where is this going. So that's all good. Asking questions like when we were mentoring, always have a question to ask. Genius. So when did you know that you wanted to work in this business, Nathan?
I've been in it. Do you know, I was in primary school years ago. I always wanted to be, when you get to year 6 in primary school, you get to play the lead. That was the agreement. And so you go all the way through school and then you get to be the lead at the end. And then when I got to year 6, I've been waiting all my school years, and then they changed the rules.
Bastards.
So let's put year 4 kids. And it broke me. It's the end of my life. I don't know. I just really realized in that play that I was actually really looking forward to it. And so after that, I ended up doing loads of summer courses and, you know, little bits and joining all the school plays. And so since like 8 or 10, it's just been something I do. Really, and I haven't wanted to stop doing it since then, basically.
Was there somebody that inspired you then to kind of get you into or onto the stage, into theater, and who inspires you these days?
So it's there's one specific person that's really in mind. When I was 21, I had a teacher called Robin Patterson. And she's like a New Zealand teacher. She's really cool and like she like encourages you. And I said something like, I was coming out of uni and I said something like, oh, I want to go into the theater industry in some way and I don't mind and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, fuck that. You want to be an actor? Fuck that. This is an acting class. So it makes sense that she would say that. And I was just like, yeah, I do, actually. And I was fully prepared to graduate uni and be like, that was fun. Let's get a job now.
Yeah.
But no, she said, fuck it. Go to school. Why not? So Robin Patterson.
Nice.
And was there a second part to that question?
Yeah, it was. Sorry. Who kind of inspires you now?
Who inspires me now? This guy called John Schwab.
is the correct answer.
Yes, I knew there was some correct answer. No, I mean, like, I've got, I do also mean that, but I've got loads of teachers at Mountview that have just, really pushed me. There's a, our voice into text teacher. I've never forgotten myself. I've forgotten his name now. But he just seemed like a really cool theatery person who'd been working for 30 or 40 years. And he's still doing it. He's just teaching, but still doing a bit of acting and everything like that. And he said, you should go for Woman in Black. and that would be amazing. And he gave me all these scripts and told me to read through stuff.
That's cool.
The teachers at Mountview were great.
Yeah, I mean, the Mountview teachers are great. And I'm not saying that because I have an affiliation at all. But they... When you're in an institution, you're getting furthering your education and kind of honing your skills, to have one person that's able to go, hold on a second, I think you would be awesome at this. You would fit into that. This is great. Why don't you kind of read these plays and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's like that stereotypical thing, isn't it? Like the Paul Rudd in Perks of Being a Wallflower. He's like, hey kid, read this after class. It took me 3 years to get into drama school. So I had a long period where I kind of went from being really inspired to thinking that, I'm not actually any good at this. And this has all just been and so when I met a lot of these teachers after being rejected for so many years, it just like blew my mind that people were actually invested in me. And yeah, it still blows my mind a little bit. Actually, hey,
fantastic on just persevering though. Like that's the thing. Like there is such a big lesson in this industry, is that you are right. You just might not be right now for whatever school and for whatever cohort they're putting together. Like the drama schools put together an ensemble that they know they need to work together, and just for whatever reason, but to not give up, to kind of keep going for 3 years and not getting, that's like, that will stand you in very good stead. And tell people that story. Don't be ashamed that you didn't get into drama school for 3 years. The fact that you fucking kept pushing on for 3 years is a brilliant story. So don't not tell that story, because it shows that you want to be here. And I'd rather hear that than somebody saying, oh, I knew a mate on, you know, a mate's dad is one of the teachers on this, so I got in. Like, so? Like, what does that say? You know someone. Great.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather hear the story of the person that persevered for 3 years. Awesome.
Yeah.
What do your...
It doesn't feel like that. I can't
remember. That doesn't matter. What do your family think of your job and think of what you do?
They're to be honest, they're really good about it. I haven't had... Well, I said earlier, my parents pushed me into university. But originally I was doing drama and philosophy, so they let me do it half. I ended up dropping the drama side of it, but they, you know, they were never like, no son of mine will do drama or anything like that. But they, you know, it was very much like, my dad's got a lot of good lessons to teach me, because he always sort of, he took these things that I was like, I'm going to be an actor and I'm not going to have to work hard and I'm just going to, and he's like, no, you have to wake up at 6. You want to do this? There's actually like all of these things. And he managed to take this dream I had and make it, you know, horrible and real and all of these things. And which is like, and then I was like, yeah, do you know what? But despite all of that, I still want to do it. So I think it was actually really good to have that sort of level of, coming from like the practical left brain side of things. And they've been supportive, but they're not just going to give it to me. I've had to earn it a little bit, which has been good, I think.
It's great. And you've been, so you spent 3 years, you know, you went to university, you studied, done your master's degree. You're not just about to finish that master's degree, but you've had a few years in between. You know, how have you spent those years? Have you, you're building up skills or experience that you can take into something else? And how important do you think that is in the modern world, to have that kind of experience behind you, or to have multiple skills to take into this industry?
For me, I'd be screwed without them. Like, absolutely. If you met me at 21, I came out of university. I just directed the big musical, and I felt like I was like, yeah, I'm fucking king of the world, and I did all this. And And not getting into drama school for 3 years, actually, I hated it at the time, but damn good thing to happen to me, honestly. And I had to do all these different, I did a load of different classes with this guy called Stephen Dittmeyer and little local plays. And in my head, I always thought, oh, I've just been out of drama school for 3 years. But I look back and I actually was doing all these little bits, which, you know, it all must have contributed to my training over time. And that meant when I got to drama school, I was just, I did a foundation year before as well. This helped, and it just meant that I was just ready to do it, you know. And I thought I was ready 3 years ago. I wasn't ready. I would have just walked in and like, you know, settled in. Hey, I'm Nathan. Let's, you know, I needed a lot of knocking back, and I needed a lot of like, yeah, hard knocks. I you know, there's a whole culture of like people who get straight from school into drama school, and I'm sure they're amazing. But I think for me, I never could have done that.
Listen, how are you spending your days, Nathan? I know we're in lockdown, we're in quarantine, and have been for 3 months. And you are on a course. How have you been spending your days?
Apart from, we've been doing the agent stuff recently and getting agents, which I think I've signed with someone, which is good news. But I've been spending a lot of time actually writing my book, which is totally unrelated to any of this, except for the fact that it's about a kid that tries to get into drama school for 3 years and fails.
Nice.
I don't like to talk about it too much, because as soon as I start talking about my book, everyone like rolls their eyes, and I don't want to be that guy. But I've done about 2/5 of it now, and I never thought I'd actually do that much book. And so it's 2/5 sound like a lot. It's so much work to get to 3/5.
And yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to finish it, but I just love it. I love writing.
Great.
I actually. You know, if acting goes to shit, whatever, I'll write books about acting. And, you know, it's a great job to do for someone who just sort of likes to sit around the house in clothes, but feel creative and, you know, normal clothes, I should say.
That's all good, man.
All good.
So we have one more question before we move into the quick fire little questions. What cast album, if you could only isolate with one cast album, what would that be?
Oh, God damn it. I was well into the Book of Mormon stuff. I don't know the original cast of that. I've never got tired of those songs.
It's a funny cast album. It's hilarious. You know,
that's the deep giveaway.
I don't think you're the only one who has said that either. So, which is good. I think if you need a laugh. Right. Are you ready for some quick fire questions, Nathan?
Right. Yeah. So I thought that was the first quick fire. I thought I'd better get one out.
Yeah. Well, here right, you cool. go. So this is no correct answers. You know, again, this is a no wrong answers. This is just an either or, this or that. You've never heard these questions before, so let's just get to it. Movies or theater?
Movies.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Broadway or West End?
West End, obviously.
Clotted cream or jam first?
It's gotta be jam.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix. I feel loyalty to Netflix, and I don't know why.
That's cool. Cinderella or Snow White?
Cinderella. What does Snow White do? She goes to sleep. Whatever. Cinderella.
Wicked or Les Mis?
Les Mis.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Then the last one is Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, fucking hell. I don't like that one. That's an unfair
save
one.
Save the worst for last.
As good as you are, Sondheim. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Right. Lin-Manuel. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So yeah. it just cut out there for the first time. This you know, the internet cut out. Like it kind of got a bit nervous. Dodgy. And it was I don't think the internet liked that question.
I just cut off the internet.
Yeah. Well, listen, where can everybody find you online, Nathan, if you are online, if you want to put out your socials or whatever? We will put your spotlight link into the show notes and everything like that. So where do they go to find you?
You know, I might put my, if people do want to find me, I have an Instagram.
There you go.
I'm NayNayOK.
Wow, nice.
NayNay_OK.
Nice. Well, perfect. All right. Well, listen, we'll put that in the Instagram. Good luck with the rest of the course, Nathan. And I hope to listen, I'm looking forward to having a group catch up with the other four guys and girls in London when we can all out of the houses.
Can you even imagine such a thing?
Oh, no. No, I can't.
Can imagine it.
No, I can't. Listen, have a good one, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for coming on the podcast, man.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, John.
Nathan Elliott, acting student on the Acting MA course at Mount View Academy of Theater Arts. Keep listening to this week, where we'll bring you one more Mount View student who are continuing their course virtually in London and far, far beyond. Tomorrow, our guest is from Thailand. If you'd like your chance to take a bow, get in touch with us via any of our social media platforms at Curtain Call, all one word, or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com. That's John with an H. We all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. Join us tomorrow when another Mount View student, our last one in the series, will be taking their bow. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.